94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
All right, Brenda's here. Brenda's in Levittown, and she's going to be the one today to tell us her salary. How do we get people to do this? I wouldn't tell anybody my salary. But anyway, and she's going to reveal her salary, her yearly salary, and then we're going to try to get some clues for you, and then you have to guess what she does, what her job is. All right, let's bring her on. Hey, Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
I wonder if you're up early for your job or just to talk to us. I'm trying to get some clues here. All right. So why don't you reveal just your salary? Don't say anything else because we don't want to give anything else away. Okay.
$52,000
is what she said for the year. Okay. I'm going to start the questions. Remember, these are just yes or no questions. Just answer yes or no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask kind of where I was leading to. Do you get up really early for your job?
Yes.
Oh, so this is normal for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you work in like a team setting?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you... I want to make these count. Let's see. She's up early, not a team setting. Do you work with the public? Oh, I'm stumping her here.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have a specific uniform?
Yes.
Ah. We're getting good ones, Gianna. Let's see. I get one more. Uniform, getting up early. Oh, do you give tickets to people?
No.
No. I should have had it.
Do you?
Oh, that would have been the public. Never mind. Okay.
That's okay. Do you have some sort of like company car?
Yes.
Look at that.
All right.
Company car. All right. So we got some clues out of you, whether you liked it or not. And we're going to put you on hold and we're going to get some guesses on what your job is. Okay. So hang on for me. All right.
Okay.
All right. 52,000. You heard the clues. I'll repeat them for you one more time in case you're getting here. She does get up early. She does not work in a team setting. She does work with the public, but she was really back and forth on that. Does have a uniform, does not give out tickets. I thought for a minute a cop, but no. And does have some kind of a company car, company vehicle. All right, so what do you think? You got any guesses? You got to call us for 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. We're Chris and the crew. So you know the game. We do it every Tuesday at this time. We have a listener come on, tell us their salary. Crazy, I know. Brenda in Levittown told us she makes $52,000 a year. And then we get you some clues so you can try to guess. She does get up early. She does not work with a team. She does work with the public. She does have a uniform. Does not give out tickets. I kind of thought I was onto something, but no. And she does have some kind of a company vehicle. All right, Gianna, let's go to the phones. We've got Brittany in Willow Grove on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on to her? What do you think?
I think that she is a postal worker.
Oh. Okay, uniform, right? Vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking more of like a car, but your mail truck or whatever, that's a vehicle.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That is a good guess, Brittany.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Jennifer in Bethlehem Township. Good morning.
Good morning. I think she's a postmaster as well.
You do too. Why didn't I even think of that? Interesting. All right, thanks for calling. Let's go to Nikki in Doylestown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think the same thing?
I do.
So postal, why didn't we think of this, Gianna? Everybody else is.
I know. This is a good guess.
All right, good guess. Let's go to Landon and Delran. Landon, what do you think?
I think she's like an EMS driver or an ambulance driver.
Ah, something different. Okay. That's a good guess, too.
Debbie in Hamilton is in the PST app chat. She said, I think she might be a school bus driver. Madison in Bensalem said delivery driver. Okay. Ellie in Yardley said maybe an EMT. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing an app chat from Bristol that says maybe a security guard.
They all wear uniforms. School bus driver doesn't have a uniform, right?
No, I don't think so.
They just wear normal clothes. But the rest of those guesses have a uniform. Do you have a car? Interesting.
It is.
All right, let's bring her back on. Hey, Brenda, have you heard your job yet?
I have.
Oh, we're on to you. All right, wait. I have to make a guess and you have to make a guess. I swore I was getting it today. I actually like the mail carrier guess.
I'm going to stay with the majority, too.
You're going to go mail carrier? Okay, so Brenda, what's your job?
Mail carrier.
Got it. They were on to you today. Wow. So you are up early because when do you start your route? Like soon?
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the heat, I noticed like my mail carrier.
Like now.
Like now. So we're keeping you from your job. I notice in the summertime when it gets really hot, my mail carrier comes out even earlier to kind of beat the heat. Makes that what sense. You do too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's much more comfortable that way.
I can imagine. All right. Well, thanks for playing. That was fun. Oh, my God. Would you stay in a haunted Airbnb? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:31. So, you know, Matt Rife, right? The comedian. Well, he just bought the Annabelle. It's a museum, right, Gianna?
Yeah. So it's Ed and Lorraine Warren's home. They turned it into a museum for all like paranormal things. And the Annabelle doll is in the museum. So you can basically go there. It's in Connecticut and you can walk around and the Annabelle doll sits in a box and it has like a cross on it. You're not allowed to touch it or open it or whatever.
No, thank you.
But now Matt Rife bought the house, bought the museum. He is now the official watcher, like watchman of the Annabelle doll and all of the other paranormal things. And he says he plans to open the house as soon as next summer for overnight stays and museum tours. It's kind of been a thing where people haven't been allowed to tour the museum for a while. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to open it back up. He says it's a huge money maker. It's going to be the biggest paranormal museum in the world.
At first I thought, oh my God, who would stay there? But the thing is probably going to be booked solid.
No, yeah, people are going to want to do this. I like spooky things. I like going to, like, I want to go to Eastern State Penitentiary. I want to do the haunted walkthrough. I want to do the real tour, like, just the normal tour.
Yeah, none of that is my vibe.
I love that stuff, but I don't like actual haunted things.
Things that could actually affect your life.
Anything that could fuel the plot to The Conjuring, which the Annabelle doll did, I'm good. I don't, they had priests outside of movie theaters when that movie came out to bless the people watching it.
Yeah, you don't need any bad luck right now. You don't need anything going wrong. You're getting married. You know, like, let's just...
Life is tragic enough sometimes.
Let's just stay away.
I don't need Annabelle on top of it.
You know there's going to be a lot. You know it's going to sell out all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, actually.
Ugh, you're nuts.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Wow, 24-day streak.
Look at that. Already, Chris, I'm here. I feel like we were just at like 2.
I know.
I'm not going to jinx it.
It's kind of crazy. We have Nikki and Jackson on the line. She's going to take you on today. Hey, Nikki, what's up? Nikki, you here?
Oh, my God, I got disconnected.
Well, here you are.
I thought you were scared of me, Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you down today.
I was going to say, clearly you're not scared of me because of the laughing.
She's
okay.
Not.
All right, so I'm out of here. You know the deal. You're going to answer the 3 questions first. I'm going to get a chance to crack at them second, and we'll see how many or who gets the most right, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Nikki, we're kicking her out. We're going to give you some privacy, and then once Chris leaves, we will give you that first question. All right, stalling's over. Nikki, I'll help you through as best as I can. Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go. First question. Kate Bush's song, Running Up That Hill, was released 40 years ago today. The song regained popularity in 2022 because it was featured in which sci-fi Netflix show?
Oh, sci-fi Netflix show.
I'll give you a hint.
I'm going to say, go ahead.
It was
Stranger Things?
Would you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
She doesn't need my hints. I should have
known.
That's
the only one I know.
Here we go. Second question. Singer Mel B just got married. She's famous for being in a girl group back in the 90s, but which group was she a part of?
The Spice Girls. Lock it in.
All right, third and final question. Sabrina Carpenter's new album comes out at the end of this month. True or false? Sabrina starred on a Disney Channel show called Girl Meets World.
I'm going to say true.
You want to lock it in?
Oh, yes, lock it in.
Perfect. All right, we are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. I was there last night. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. All right, Chris. Here she comes.
Hello.
You ready?
Sorry, that was fast.
I know, she was very quick.
I had to, like, run back in.
All right, Nikki's answers are all locked. She said, sorry.
Jeez, Nikki, I couldn't even go to the bathroom.
Let's do it again.
I love it. All right, here we go. First question for Chris. Kate Bush's song, Running Up That Hill, was released 40 years ago today. The song regained popularity in 2022 because it was featured in which sci-fi Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
You both said Stranger Things. You're both correct.
I didn't realize that was released 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was an 80s
song. I
was
like, wait a minute, that's for Stranger Things. Okay.
Here we go. Second question. Singer Mel B just got married. She's famous for being in a girl group back in the 90s, but which group was she a part of?
Now I know why you answer these so fast. The Spice Girls.
You both said the Spice Girls. You're both correct.
Which means I'll lose.
We don't know. One more question, well, Nikki. We're not sure. Sabrina Carpenter's new album comes out at the end of this month. True or false? Sabrina starred on a Disney Channel show called Girl Meets World.
True.
You both said true. You're both correct. That means you guys have officially tied today. Congrats, Nikki. You don't have to say that phrase Woo. Of shame.
Yeah, you didn't lose.
Thank you.
You just didn't win either.
That's true.
Nikki, just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Katy Perry at the Wells Fargo Center this Saturday.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. Katy Perry's bringing the Lifetime Tour to Philly's Wells Fargo Center this Saturday night. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. Hang on.
Listen tomorrow morning at 740 and 940 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Diddy was again denied bail yesterday while waiting for his October 3rd sentencing. That's when it's going to be. His team keeps trying to get him out of jail, and the judge keeps saying no, saying he's still a flight risk and still dangerous to the community. Good.
Yeah,
keep him there.
Seriously.
So Starbucks is creating a new drink. They're doing like a protein cold foam with no added sugar. So this is an easy way, they say, to add like 15 grams of protein to any cold drink. And they're doing like a whole protein product line that's going to expand in the next year.
Wow.
You're going to be able to add your flavor of your protein and stuff. So everybody's on the protein thing right now.
Yeah.
Because it's big with the GLPs and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you remember how excited I was about those pumpkin spice goldfish?
Yes, those were pretty good.
It was the collaboration with Dunkin'.
Yes.
Remember last year I couldn't find them? They didn't release them
You're
last
right.
year? Well, now Pepperidge Farms just said they're bringing them back.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I ate them by the bag full.
Chris loved these things. They are so good, though.
I saw it as a sign last year that I really didn't need, like, 8 bags of them.
It's like, all right.
But they're bringing them back. I don't know whether that's good or bad because I'm trying to watch my weight.
They're
you know what
so
I mean?
Good, though.
But, yeah, they're going to be out next month. So,
think about it. It's better than a hot fudge sundae.
Well,
so
true.
Just eat the goldfish.
Maybe we'll ration them.
Just compare it to other horrible calorie dense things.
Oh my God, they are so good. Anyway, there's a new Chat GPT trend: writing obituaries. I mean, think about it. Why not?
Why? And nobody wants to do that.
Funeral directors are actually suggesting that AI create obituaries. Now you tell Chat GPT everything about your loved one. And they write it for you.
I'm here for this.
Sometimes when you're grieving, like, you can't think.
And it's also like you don't want to do all that.
Yeah.
So
now ChatGPT is writing obituaries. And two bars in New Jersey have been named among the best in America. This is a big deal. One is in Asbury Park. It's called Georgie's. Apparently it's referred to as like the gay Cheers. Yeah, like, I've never very been there. Comfortable. You know, everybody's, it's a safe place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the other one is up in Nutley. It's called Cowan's Public. So if you've got a bar bucket list going, add these two. Right, there's the scoop. Is there a limit to how many Amazon packages you can return in a day? It's Chris and the crew. I'm kind of annoyed because my husband says I'm being cringy with all my Amazon returns. First of all, I don't think there's a rule. It's Chris and the crew, by the way. 94.5 PST, 807. There's not a rule, is there? Like, I bring my stuff back to Whole Foods.
That's what I do, too.
Or sometimes it'll direct me to, like, what is it, the UPS store or whatever.
Sometimes. Oh, see, I've only done Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods is the majority of mine. I get a lot of clothes from Amazon now.
So do I.
Like, especially dresses if I have to go out or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sizes are never consistent. So I'll get, like, three sizes of each thing that I order. I'll come home. Our bedroom, we have a full-size mirror. I'll make it like a little dressing room. And then I load it all up. And whatever sizes I don't need, I return.
It's so good.
So I was carrying like a whole armful of stuff out the other day. And I thought he'd be happy because I was returning the stuff and getting money back. He's like, you're not going in there with all that stuff. I said, what are you talking about? He said, that is super cringy. You got it. And then he said, you need to do like two at a time.
I don't understand this, though. I don't.
He had a couple of he had all kinds of reasons. He said, I'm clogging up the line in Whole Foods. Because it is, you know how you go into Whole Foods? It's right at the entrance there.
Yes.
He says, you cannot take all that time. First of all, I also prepare for my returns.
Me too.
I start them at home. I've got all the QR codes ready to go.
I screenshot them.
That's what I do. So all they have to do is scroll on my phone. Do they have a limit? He's thinking they even have a limit. I've never been told there's a limit.
I mean, personally, I think the most that I've returned at one time was maybe like two.
That's it?
At one time, probably like two, maybe.
So do you think that's... He said that. He's like, you shouldn't do more than two at a time.
I don't know if... I can't speak on if there's a limit or not because I don't know if I've ever hit a quantity of the quantity amount of packages or whatever.
I've never hit a limit. No one's ever said anything to me.
I have been to Whole Foods where you're waiting in line. Like sometimes you're either up there in 2 seconds in and out or you're waiting there for like 10 minutes.
I make a joke sometimes that you don't even have to park the car. I'll be back out to the car. Like if John's with me, I'm like, you don't even have to park. I don't even have to stop walking. That's how fast it is sometimes.
Oh no, I do that too. I'm like, put your hazards on. I'll be out in a second.
Yes!
Like, exactly.
And then you get your money like almost instantly.
On the drive home.
I love it.
Literally on the drive home. Your Amazon account will be refunded.
Wait, so how many packages do you return at once? Like if I had 10, is that like super cringy? Or would you be mad if you're waiting in line behind me?
I wouldn't.
609. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're talking about returning Amazon packages. You know, I go to Whole Foods. Some people go to Kohl's. You can go to the UPS store, wherever they direct you to go.
Right.
I was about to walk out of the house with a whole armful because I get clothes on Amazon now. But the sizes are so weird that I always order like three different sizes for each thing. So I don't want to have to keep ordering, having it come, return it. You know what I mean? So I order a bunch of stuff at once. And then whatever I don't need, I return.
Which is...
Returns are super easy.
It literally takes 30 seconds. If that.
So I was putting stuff in a bag. He goes, how many things are you returning? And I was surprised at his reaction. He goes, you need to limit it to like two.
I didn't... But then you're going to go like three times in a week with two things? No. One and done.
He says, I'm going to clog up the line. Even though I do the returns at home, I got the QR code all ready to go.
It truly is. Amazon is just such a magical concept. Like things just appear at your house sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you ordered them maybe at midnight. And it's just like the return process is so easy.
It really is. I've heard that they might crack down on the amount of returns, and maybe that's what he was talking about.
I also heard that, and it's making me sick to my stomach.
I know. So, okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Riley and East Windsor on the line. So, what do you do with returns?
I return my packages once a month. I save them all and just do one big return. Sometimes I have 15 packages that I return.
See?
I feel like that's kind of
valid. Well, I guess if you don't live by Whole Foods, right? Or if you're busy with work or whatever, you don't get the... See, Whole Foods is kind of right up the highway for me, so it's no big deal for me. And I like the money back quickly.
That's kind of what Andrea is saying. She's from Columbus. She's in our app chat. She said, I kind of live in a rural town away from a lot of things, so she's not going to take one thing back at a time to Amazon. Whatever needs to get returned is happening all in one trip. No limit.
Makes sense. So they're used to it, I think.
I think so, too. And it's not like you're taking, I don't know, a computer desk back, and then like it's like five giant items where...
No.
You're not asking them to come get the things out of your car.
I think he was concerned just that I would clog the line.
And I hear that because...
But I'm fast.
And you're right. In Whole Foods, it is like in the front.
It's right. And it does...
Like, clog it up.
It does kind of clog it up sometimes. Sometimes they'll try to put like little rope things up to try to get the line controlled.
You're right.
I tell you, I am in and out of there.
You know what you're doing at this point.
I'm no rookie. Doll, right? That creepy, haunted doll... Well, Matt Rife, okay, it's Chris and the Crew, 8:30, 94.5 PST. Matt Rife, the comedian, went and bought the Annabelle Museum.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the museum?
No.
No.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
There's no way.
You're into this spooky stuff.
But not real spooky stuff. Like Spirit Halloween, I'm into.
So what, the museum just has the doll laying in a box?
So basically it's Ed and Lorraine Warren's house, and it got turned into a museum. It's the house and museum that inspired the Conjuring movies.
I do know that, yeah.
And Annabelle is one of the dolls that is apparently possessed.
Oh, I know.
They made a whole Annabelle spinoff movie. You know the drill. The actual doll is there in the museum. So Matt Rife apparently bought it, went in with somebody else, and now they want to start opening the museum back up to visitors, having people stay overnight.
At first I was like, who would stay there? But
a lot of people.
Oh my God, tons of people will want to stay there.
A lot of people.
I mean, they have horror movie conventions and stuff. I think I'm the only scaredy cat.
But also, no, you're not, but it's like, this is different than, I like horror movies. I like Halloween horror nights. I like Fright Fest. I love doing that stuff. It's one of my favorite things. Like, you know, I love spooky season.
Yeah.
I love Halloween.
Yep.
Actual possessed items, I'm out.
Do we know that it's actually possessed? I mean, even the thought of it, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's
you
what I'm
know
saying.
What I mean?
Even like, if there's speculation that it's actually possessed, I'm out. I want no part of this. Absolutely none.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So if you were looking forward to a new Chappell Roan album, you're probably going to have to wait a while. She was chatting with Vogue, and she was saying that, you know, her second project doesn't even exist yet, and how it took her 5 years to write her first one, and it's probably going to take her 5 years to write her second one.
Makes sense.
So you probably won't hear any new Chappell Roan for a little bit. So Beyonce fans are predicting her upcoming rock album. Yeah, the Beehive says they think there's a clue in her denim collection, you know, with Levi's. The newest ad shows her in like a bedazzled, you know, like a denim jacket, matching jeans. And instead of hopping on a horse, which she has been doing, she hops on the back of a motorcycle. So they think maybe it's going to be a rock album.
I mean, it would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
But are we pushing it a little bit? Who knows?
Who knows? So Starbucks is creating a new drink. It's the protein cold foam with no added sugar. So they say this is an easy way to pile on the protein, like 15 grams of protein to any cold, you know, drink. And also you're gonna be able to pick the flavor, you know. And then the CEO said that the whole protein product line is going to expand in the new year.
Interesting.
That's probably a minute right now because of all the GLPs and stuff because you need your protein.
True.
So I like that. That's pretty good.
I do too.
Oh my God. You know how excited I am about this? Pepperidge Farms says they're bringing back the Goldfish Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice collaboration.
Yeah.
Do you remember how good they were?
They are so good.
And then last year we tried to get them and they were nowhere.
Right.
And I was so upset. They probably heard from everybody and said, you better bring them back.
That's true.
So they'll be hitting stores next month. And okay, so you got to put a watermelon on your vacuum. This is the latest cleaning trend on TikTok. They say the weight of the watermelon on top of your vacuum pushes the vacuum deeper into your carpet, and then you get more stuff out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But how does it stay on there? It's round.
Yeah, you got to like tape it? Like, what am I doing? Just push down on the vacuum, I guess. Like, what are we doing?
They say, you know, the suction will be better if you give it a little, you know, give it a little weight.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm trying to just envision that.
I know, like, why would anybody take time out of their day to do
the
this?
The watermelon seems like it would be a flight risk, but
yes.
There's the scoop. Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 9:10. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. We're Chris and the crew. So we're going to ask our bride-to-be, Gianna, if these wedding traditions are still cool or are they outdated?
Okay.
Ready, Gianna? So just like a quick yes or no. Like, do you want these things? Because, you know, we love talking about weddings now because she just got engaged. And I'm declaring myself the unofficial wedding planner.
Oh, no. Chris is full in.
Unofficial wedding planner. I'm in both feet. All right. So bridesmaids and groomsmen. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You thinking like big wedding party or smaller? Or you're not thinking yet?
Not thinking totally yet, but
if
I have an idea.
If I knew you, I'd say bigger.
I have a lot of friends.
Yeah. How about seating for guests?
Like seating
like
charts?
Seating charts and stuff. Or just everybody goes in and picks a seat.
I want to say no, but I feel like you have to.
Yeah, I think it gets chaotic if you don't have a seating plan.
Yeah, because then there's like one random empty chair there, one random empty chair there. Yep. And it's like, you can avoid that if you just, although I've heard it's very stressful.
It's very stressful because this one doesn't talk to this one. And these two have to sit together, but that means the other one's left out.
It's like,
it is a lot.
Let's get over ourselves and just sit down and eat.
How about like the first dance?
Yes, I like that.
Oh, cute. Cake cutting? Oh, interesting. You don't feel like you have to cut the cake?
Here's the thing. I just feel there are way better desserts.
Oh, so you're not thinking cake at all?
Have you seen when people do like tiramisu and stuff as their like dessert?
I've seen people do a dessert buffet instead of a cake. So you've got brownies, you've got cupcakes, you've got cookies, you've got a chocolate fountain.
Here's
you've got all kinds of stuff.
Here's my view on weddings. And I don't know if you agree. I've been to a few weddings, and especially since I've been older, where I can really remember the wedding. Because, you know, you go to some as a kid, you don't look at the formalities and stuff of weddings. And I went to a wedding a few months ago, and it was so choppy where it was like, okay, here's 30 minutes to dance. Okay, everybody sit down. Here, we're going to do a video montage and everybody has to watch it. Okay, everybody get up and dance. Okay, everybody sit down.
Scheduled like that?
Okay, we sit down. We're going to do the cake now. All right, everybody get up and then we're going to do this. Like, no. You know what I mean?
You just want a big party.
I just want to have fun. I don't think there needs to be a scheduled cake cutting.
So you don't want to stop the DJ. We have to cut the cake.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I got it.
I'm not married to that.
What about the bouquet toss and the garter toss?
Absolutely not. That is not happening. I hate, and I know hate's a strong word, but I will use it. I hate both of these things. You spend so much money on flowers and stuff, and I'm just going to throw the bouquet away?
I was the last one of my friends to get married, so there was nobody to toss the bouquet to. So you know what I did? I presented it to my mom.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Love it.
Said something really nice about her and had her come up and get my bouquet.
Very nice. And the garter toss, I hate that. That is so embarrassing.
So awkward.
It's so embarrassing, so awkward. Like, nobody cares.
All right, so that's outdated. How about wedding favors for guests? Like a little gift at the end.
Practical wedding favors. Like, I think
like
you could.
Food.
Or food. I always said maybe like McDonald's, McChickens, and cheeseburgers.
We went to a wedding where there was a food truck outside.
Love it.
And everybody got a PEC, a pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Ooh.
Wrapped up in the tinfoil on the way out so you could eat. Because the wedding was over like midnight.
One I went to did a Philly pretzel factory truck on the way out. I love it.
So fun.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, a few more. These are, I'm asking Gianna if these wedding traditions are outdated or not. Mailed save the date cards.
See, I haven't got to that process yet, so I don't really know what people do.
Here's
I know
thing.
A lot of QR codes are in effect right
well,
now.
Don't you? I didn't. There wasn't a thing when I got married.
Yeah.
Don't you just tell people when you're getting married? I mean, I have one tacked up on my at home. My cousins are getting married in October.
Right.
It's adorable. It's a picture, and I love seeing it up there.
But is it necessary?
But I know the date. I didn't need the card to know the date.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although I think it's cute, so I'm kind of torn about that one.
There's just so much that goes into
this. How about mailed wedding invitations?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. I get not everybody's online. Like,
especially
I know
older relatives and stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, if you're going to send it to them, you might as well just send it to everybody so you have it controlled in one.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Form.
Okay. Last one. Thank you cards. Written hand. Look at your face. Handwritten thank you cards.
I know it's the right thing to do, but it's a lot. It's I wrote about 5 thank you cards the other day.
5.
I was dumb.
My God.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.